Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know, I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you.
It's got to be the torpedoes.
Right, so it's got to be the torpedo bats. And obviously, analytics catches up to the Yankees in a good way, I guess, and has created quite the controversy and quite the stir throughout Major League Baseball. Now, here's the good news. Aaron Judge does not use a torpedo bat.
He does not.
He uses his real bat. Mm. And that's why Aaron Judge is the ultimate needle mover.
That's
exactly
sure.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, we started something last week. But the guys, obviously, that use the torpedo bat is Goldschmidt, Bellinger, Wells, Volpe, and Jazz Chisholm. Now, the interesting one is Chisholm, because he's got three home runs, he's got five hits, and he's batting .417.
Yeah, I mean,
Chisholm scores.
Yeah, Chisholm scores a lot over the past weekend. And remember when we were talking about the Anthony Volpe home run where Dave Sims was like, oh, he fisted that one out there. And it's like, oh, it really looked like he got it on that part of the bat. We didn't really know about the torpedo bats at that point. Mm-hmm. But that exact home run to right field where it caught what we thought was not the barrel, caught part of the barrel of the torpedo bat.
So I guess this is where analytics works, and this has a very Belichickian feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because, you know, each sport is so different because, you know in basketball, the basketball is always the basketball. The football, we went through this whole thing.
Well, they manipulate the hell out
right.
of football now.
We went through that whole thing with Tom Brady, so there's that. But there's things that are so very specific. But then in baseball, it's like, hell, whatever goes. Like, we're going to change the baseball this year. We're going to change it back to something else. The Yankees bring this MIT professor's idea about changing the bat, and they approve it. They're like, yeah, okay, it's fine. And then you get a sport like golf where every single year the equipment changes. So it's like, I don't even... This, if Major League Baseball approved this and the Yankees were ahead of it, you can't be mad at it.
Yeah,
can't be mad at it.
I never read so much stuff about bats. I mean,
right.
You know, rules and who knew what the...
It's available to everybody,
to
by
exactly.
the way.
It is. It is. And maybe everybody will want to go to it, especially with the way that the Brewers pitching staff was reacting.
Yeah. And McGill's brother... You know, basically said that, you know, it's the reason why, you know, it's the Yankees. So that's why they allowed this thing. If another team had gone, implying that if another team had gone to Major League Baseball about it, they would say no. But since it was the Yankees, Major League Baseball
right,
approved
well,
that's
I can understand being upset, but that's a ridiculous take.
Yeah,
is a 100% ridiculous take. And the question will be, will other teams do this? And
well, the Braves apparently just put in their order, McMonagle told me on the overnight when I was listening. Braves put in their order.
And by the way, the Mets should be putting in their order,
I hope
too,
so.
Or something, maybe, because Jesus.
That's insane.
Yeah, so, like, here we go again. The offense is flat. The pitching was reasonable.
Yeah. Which, we don't expect that. I expect the pitching to be reasonable throughout the entire year. I don't expect it to be great. I don't expect it to be terrible. I expect it to be reasonable, but obviously the offense has got to wake up. You know, we gave him a pass with the Framber Valdez game, but, you know, after that, it was pretty disappointing. And, you know, Francisco Lindor just gets off to these slow starts every time. He's going to have a great year in the end of it. We know that he will. He'll wake up when the weather gets a little bit warmer, even though they're playing down in Houston inside. But that's just something that he deals with, the team deals with. But yeah, it was frustrating. It was annoying, especially when you're watching the Yankees, you know, 20 spot, 12 spot, just doing what they were doing over the weekend in the cold weather in the Bronx, and the Mets are just, you know, scratching and clawing for a run here or run there.
I was just thinking about Dave Sims and having to go over and over and keep doing it.
Hey now! He said more hey nows, I think, over this weekend than he did all of last year with the
Probably. Mariners. And I think Susan was telling him that.
Yeah. No, I did hear that clip. Yeah, yes. Basically, like, you're not going to know what to do with yourself. Yeah.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And I told Jerry about this, but this was one of the strangest things. Speaking of Dave Sims, as I'm scrolling through all the websites this morning, I go to TMZ Sports. Like, a TMZ reporter is interviewing Dave Sims in the street, and Jerry will have it next hour, interviewing Dave Sims in the street like he's like a legit like celebrity getting off a plane at LAX.
Well,
I'm like, what?
He's the voice of the Yankees.
Yeah, but come on. We love Dave. We love the fact that he's getting some attention, all of that. But generally, when you see those things, it's like, oh, you know, we caught Morgan Wallen leaving SNL, and he's going to give you a quote about why he left the stage. Or not, we got Dave Sims outside of his apartment to go call Yankees Brewers.
By the way, why did Morgan Wallen leave the stage?
I don't know. We could talk about it later. I got a couple takes on it. I got a couple ideas.
There was no, did he give any statement or anything?
No, but he did post on Instagram his private jet saying, and get me back to God's country right after that.
So couldn't wait to get the hell out of New York.
Yes, that's what I think was going on there. So
maybe there was a weather or alert or something. Maybe his pilot said, hey, man, we got to get the hell out of here.
There was no weather. No, I mean, we lived here over the weekend. There wasn't
Well,
any...
not here could be where he was going.
Oh, okay, that's true, yeah. But whatever. I mean, he probably hated being here. But anyway, the point being, I was like, Dave Sims. I mean, is this what we got going on here, man? The Yankees are so hot right now that TMZ's finding Dave Sims in the streets of Manhattan to get his take on the team. It's wild.
I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better weekend. I mean, you really couldn't have. And everybody's talking about the loss of Juan Soto. What's the team going to do? And look, they got a million games left. There is a long way to go. It's just, it's a great start, and it makes you happy if you're a fan because it makes us frustrated.
Yeah.
Watching our supposed offense, you know, just basically go down in flames.
Yeah. You know, and all right, I mean, that is dramatic for the first three games. Are supposed
I know
to be down in flames.
I mean,
they struggled. There's no two ways about it. They struggled. Yes, it was frustrating. But, you know, I was thinking another thing about, like, the bat thing. Like, you're not allowed to cork the bat, right?
Right.
Not allowed to, but you could make the barrel bigger on the bat.
Well, it's you're moving the barrel either up or down depending on where you tend to hit the baseball. So you really have to we talk about the Mets pitching lab.
Yep, pitching
you
lab.
You really have to credit the front office geeks of the Yankees.
Oh yeah.
Looking at every single hit that Volpe had to determine where he's hitting the ball and why he's hitting it there and how can we fix the bat to at least give him a chance. Now, he only had two hits during the weekend.
Yeah, no.
And both were home runs, of course.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was, you know, he came out of the weekend with 10 hits.
Yeah, but I mean, you could make the argument that those two home runs would have been, you know, pop flies to the outfield if he had the bats last year.
I mean, I guess if you're a Yankee fan, you got to be happy with Chisholm, you got to be happy with Bellinger, and you got to be happy with Goldschmidt. Because they got off the great start. Normally, you know...
Oh, and Aaron Judge, obviously, too.
I mean, yeah, but he's here. You expect that. The other guys, you know, they brought him in here They you know, and Chisholm was brought in there last year, but the fact that Goldschmidt and Bellinger got off to the start that they got off to, that is like, you know, if we ever have like a free agent for the Mets, a guy always goes into like a month-long slump when he gets here.
Yeah,
except for Cespedes.
Right, and that was a trade deadline situation, and he took the team to heights we never expected back in 2015. I know what you're saying. I mean the Yankees, as you said, they couldn't have been a better weekend, especially with all the chatter in the offseason. You're bringing in these old guys. You're trying to revive careers. You're trying to find the MVP in Cody Bellinger that hasn't been there in many years. Paul Goldschmidt's 100 years old. All of these narratives that had the Yankee fan annoyed in the offseason, I mean, they answered every one of those questions, and they answered them in a big way. So we'll see if this continues. We'll see if the bat thing is an issue, and if we start seeing every team using this and every team scoring 20 runs, and Major League Baseball is now all of a sudden you expect more of a 10-8 game than a 2-1 game. I mean, maybe this is the thing that brings us back to 1998. Maybe the torpedo bat is the new steroid. Have you ever think of that? That the game is going to completely change now because of this equipment, and now we're going to have, you know, people breaking home run records and chasing after everything again.
Again, but you can also manipulate the ball like we have seen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can.
So to take the juice out of the ball.